Harper Audio presents Sex Object, a memoir by Jessica Valenti. This is the author. For Layla and Zoe, if the world is not a different one for you, I hope you both will change it. No pressure. I am what I am. To look for reasons is beside the point. Joan Didion, play it as it lays. Introduction. All women live in objectification the way fish live in water. Catherine A. MacKinnon. When I was a child, I had recurring nightmares about wolves. Tall beasts the size of skyscrapers that walked on their hind legs around New York City blocks, chasing and eventually devouring me. My mother says she made the mistake of bringing me to see a live performance of Little Red Riding Hood when I was a toddler, and that the man dressed as the wolf terrified me. I started having the dreams almost immediately after the play, and they lasted well into high school. I don't remember when they stopped. Over the last few years, as I've dug deeper into my feminism, become an author and a mother, I found myself thinking about those dreams a lot. It was just a play, just a man in a scary costume, yet my young brain was impacted indelibly. Given all that women are expected to live with, the leers that start when we've barely begun puberty, the harassment, the violence we survive or are constantly on guard for, I can't help but wonder what it all has done to us. Not just to how women experience the world, but how we experience ourselves. I started to ask myself, who would I be if I didn't live in a world that hated women? I've been unable to come up with a satisfactory answer, but I did realize that I've long been mourning this version of myself that never existed. This book is called Sex Object, not because I relish the idea of identifying.